Well, President Stallman, my wife, Laysun, and I were in Philadelphia before flying here to Nashville. And, you know, we met in Vietnam, where I was a district senior advisor, DSA, which same initials as Distinguished Service to Agriculture Award. And so we went out for a Chinese dinner. And at the end of the dinner, they brought us the fortune cookie. I popped it open and took it out and read it, and it said, "You're about to receive a great honor." So I thought, wow, this is the first time the fortune cookie fortune has ever been right and being here. And if any of you want to know the numbers on the back of it for Powerball or Mega Millions, I'm happy to share after on that. But this is a terrific, this is truly a great honor. You know, I've received awards at the White House, at the State Department, in diplomatic reception rooms, but I've never been with a size of a crowd this big. And to receive an award that comes from the organization that represents more than 5 million farm families, to receive an award from the farmers and farm families of America, there could be no higher or greater privilege. And so I thank Craig Hill, the Iowa Farm Bureau, for their nomination of me, for the wonderful support that they provide to the World Food Prize, to that building you saw from them and FBL Financial. And I'm enormously pleased with that. It's a great day for Iowans. We have Secretary Vilsack from Iowa. I'm from Iowa. I was thinking maybe Captain Kelly was from Iowa, but when I checked his bio, he's not, but I'm sure when he was in orbit, he went over Iowa a couple of times. But it was my privilege to work, though, with two other Iowans that have received this same award, John Ruan and Norman Borlaug. And I see myself as carrying on Norm Borlaug's legacy, the man who saved a billion lives, who led the Green Revolution. And I know if he were here and he saw your slogan, "Many Voices and One Vision," he'd say, that vision is, how do we feed the 9 billion people that are going to be on our planet by the middle of the 21st century? And he'd say, we need to inspire that research by companies such as those sponsors that are here, that we need to be bringing people together for the Borlaug Dialogue. And so pleased that you brought a Russian delegation to Des Moines to the World Food Prize. Secretary Vilsack brought the ministers of Afghanistan and Pakistan to Des Moines, because many voices, and they speak many languages. But probably the most important thing that we can do is inspire that next generation, those young people Secretary Vilsack spoke about. And when I was walking outside, I didn't think I'd know many people here at the Farm Bureau Federation, and somebody yelled, "Ambassador Quinn, Ambassador Quinn." And it was Shane Stevenson, high school teacher from Idaho. I don't know if you're here, Shane, but he stopped me and he said, "Oh, I hope you remember me. I brought one of my high school students to Des Moines for that Youth Institute so they could see Dr. Borlaug's legacy." And that's the kind of thing that we hope to build in Dr. Borlaug's name all over the United States, in every state. And I hope there could be a way the Farm Bureau and the World Food Prize and USDA and the Chamber of Commerce, we could all work together on that. 2014 is the centennial observance of Norman Borlaug's birth. I've been appointed by the governor of Iowa to chair a committee to choose an artist to make a statue of Dr. Borlaug, because our legislature, Republicans who control the House, Democrats control the Senate, hard time agreeing on many things, but they passed in one day the resolution to put Norman Borlaug's statue in the U.S. Capitol. And our hope is on March 25th, 2014, hope you can be there when we unveil that statue, and there will be that farm boy from Howard County who changed the world, who grew up in the culture that all of your life. And won't it be a great moment when you and your children or your grandchildren go in and there will be Norman Borlaug. I take this award as the encouragement to me, and I pledge to you that I will continue all the years I have left to endeavor to build and fulfill that vision. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for this great honor.